this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Everybody, it is February 27th, 2020. This is the Geek Next Door episode number 200. We did it, guys. Woo!
Yeah.
We did it.
Now, we do it a
score
lot.
One for the good guys.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking 200 is just a number, right? It's just a fucking number. What, are you going to do this for fucking 204? Because that's 4 years. Are you going to do this for 300? Fuck yeah, I am. Because you know what? If you can't celebrate yourself, who the hell else is going to celebrate you, right? So we celebrate each other. We celebrate ourselves. Number 200, issue 200 is a big issue, buddy. Big issue.
Big issue. There's a lot of shit going on.
It's true. I hope you brought your A game because we got a lot going on. How are you guys doing tonight?
Lovely. How are you, Chris?
Good. I'm home. That's all that matters.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that. Talk about something else. Let's.
That's fine. Just saying I'm home. I'm glad to be home.
I'm just kidding, man. Give me a highlight of your trip.
The highlight, or maybe low light? No. A highlight would be the very positive outcome that I had meeting with the client. So that's always good.
Oh, shit, we know what that means, baby.
You fucking went there? Oh.
Right. The outcome
is good. The low light was being stuck in Columbus for 7 hours yesterday while my plane kept getting delayed. But finally got home. So that's all that matters.
Nice.
Hmm. All right.
So all right. Is it true what they say? Columbus rocks?
It's not the same.
Wrong city.
Oh, that's pretty close, right? Columbus rocks.
No, 2.5 hours.
Mm. It rocks for about 2.5 hours, and then then you're done with it. You're like, I'm done with this.
So I got two games for us to play tonight, let's start with you guys. What do you got for me? What do you got for the big episode 200? Because I know it takes you guys a little while to get into it. I know you're like in the middle of fucking looking for diamonds, or you're in the middle of fucking talking about Girl Scout cookies. You just need a little bit of time to get into it. So I understand.
Who's got Girl Scout cookies?
you do?
No, I ate them all. 5 boxes.
Holy shit, that's a lot of boxes.
Not in one day.
It was 2 days.
2 days? 1.45 days.
They don't make those boxes very big anymore.
No, they don't.
Aren't they the same size? I bet you they're the same
size. Nope. That is they're doing that same thing where you know how certain products like have gotten slightly smaller over the time? You know, they want to
take out. If I take out one or two cookies, I save 35 cents. Oh,
yeah.
Sounds like fake news, man. Fake news.
No, we can literally do math on it. There's tons of stuff to show.
How? Do math. Do math to show me right now. Let's see.
Right. It's like they basically show like the ounces per container. The boxes are the same because they don't want the boxes to change.
Yeah.
But the ounces of what you get per container is less.
I don't know that. That sounds like fake news. Math? That is, you cannot just say math and say that it disregards my fake news. Fake news.
I need a whiteboard. I need a whiteboard.
Ryan's boy Yang did all the time. He said, math, math, math.
Yes, he actually
people
did
are like,
math.
Yang gang, I follow this guy. I love him.
Yes.
Girl Scout cookies. Gotten.
What? Who damn.
Fucking, you're going to look light. On the fake internet to find fake news? Right. The fucking, dude, Jesus Christ.
Are you reading something, or are you just having a seizure?
Just read, yeah, really slowly. Cookies got too small. It's the same guy who says the rent is too damn high, but he's all like, Girl Scout cookies have gotten too damn small.
It's true.
Right. I found this super interesting. Back in the Ophiuchus cluster, galaxy cluster, which is 390 million light years away, experts say there is an explosion that is the largest known explosion in space that they've ever seen. And it happened, and only one thing could cause an explosion. That is episode 200 of the Geek Next Door.
Wait a minute. But did that happen 390,000 years ago?
Oh, see, what you didn't understand is Like, there's about a bunch of timey-wimey shit, so don't worry about it too much. Sense.
Well, I'm sorry. What was it? Omega Cluster that we fucked you up. Sorry about that.
Right. Yes. Supermassive black hole. I thought that was pretty cool. And then on One More Science News is some astronomer discovers a mini moon also orbiting Earth. It's about 1.3 miles across.
And it just happened like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
Like it just got pulled into Earth's orbit.
But it's now in, it is so far, it has been in Earth's orbit, and they like, the orbit doesn't seem to be degrading. So it's like, we could have a mini moon.
I wonder what the definition of a moon is. Like, it has, but it must be a size. Otherwise, like, some places would have a bajillion moons.
Right. But I mean, it's cool. It's cool. But it might not be a moon. It might be a space station. It
could be a desk. Yeah, I was going to say desk stars.
That's no moon, Adam.
It's kind of fucked up. When you look up moon on Wikipedia, it starts talking about our moon, like we're the only ones who have a moon. Like, I want to know the definition of a goddamn moon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it had pictures of butts.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That would be good. Mm. Okay, so. Sweet. First game. I'm going to interrupt you guys as if it was a game I want to play.
All right.
God, are you ready? It.
So there's rules to this game. Now, I call this game Who's the Biggest Bitch? All right? So we're going to find out who's the biggest bitch.
Oh, shit. Why is Ryan smiling so hard?
Because he knows he already won this game.
I call not
that even. I ain't a bitch. That's, yeah, Ryan's like, I know this game is a game that I'm going to be victorious in.
Ryan's like, yeah, who's the biggest bitch?
Well, no. Well, okay, I guess I don't know what the goal is. I guess you want to be a big bitch, or what are the rules?
The biggest bitch in the whole wide world. Kyle's mom is a bitch. Everyone knows that.
Okay, so here are the rules.
To all the boys and girls.
We say our job, and then we vote on who's the biggest bitch. All right, okay. So, no, I'm just kidding, because Ryan's like, oh, no, that's going to make me the biggest bitch. All right.
No way, I would not.
I'd okay, your let's ass. Vote. Who's the biggest bitch?
Chris is the biggest bitch.
Alright, there's one vote.
Wow, shit, it's a 5-way tie for biggest bitch.
No.
Need an icebreaker.
This is much more fun, I promise you. I'm going to give you a TV show, or I'm going to give you a movie, or I'm going to give you a TV show. Any of the episodes of this TV show. And you will tell me, truthfully, if you ever shed a tear watching either of these shows or movies.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, okay.
And when we add it up, we'll just find out who is the biggest bitch. Are you ready?
Just a clarifying question.
Sure.
Are these shows at least 2 years old to allow Ryan time to have watched?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Sure. I factored out the ones that have nothing to do with Ryan because he's like, what? I've never heard of that show. Like, it's literally about you. You're Amber made it. Like, I've never heard of it.
And definition of crying, is it just a tear? Does that count?
Shed a tear. If you got moist eyes.
I'm down with it.
You know what? I'll let you decide for yourself what is crying, what is being a bitch. But, all right. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Shawshank Redemption. We'll start with Adam. What do you think, Adam? Did you shed a tear ever in your life watching Shawshank Redemption?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Anybody else? Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Dave, too?
Trying to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ryan?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I did. So, all right. Next one. Any of the Toy Story movies. Adam.
No.
Dave, too.
No.
Ryan.
I'm sure I got choked up in 3. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure.
Schindler's Toy Box? Are you giving me a yes or a no?
Schindler's Toy Box.
I'm going to give it a yes because I believe I did.
Yeah, 3.
Okay. And I am a yes as well. Okay. Forrest Gump. Yeah, I remember the Forrest Gump. Adam.
Shit, that's over 2 years old.
Yep. You got to remember back.
I am going to say yes.
Okay, Dave?
Trying to think. Yes, I probably did.
Dave, too?
Movies get me. Yeah.
You got to
justify
yourself.
Pretty sure I did.
Yep. Right?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yes,
I give it 50% chance.
All right,
give
one
it
half. Half. Sounds good.
One half. Thank you.
And I did too. I did as well. Twister. Dave.
Twister, no.
Dave, too.
No.
Adam.
No.
Ryan.
No.
Okay, I'm a yes. All right, let's see here. Any episode of Doctor Who. Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dave, too.
Yes.
Adam.
No.
Ryan.
Not applicable.
No, it's a yes or no.
No, it's, I haven't seen enough.
Okay, and I am a yes. We're almost done. Any episode of Battlestar Galactica? Dave, too.
No.
Adam.
No.
Ryan.
No. Dave. Asterisk.
Yes, I'm a bitch.
And I am also, I definitely, all right, The Princess Bride. Remember, as you wish. Dave.
Yes.
Dave, too.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes.
Ryan.
I don't remember. Okay. Asterix.
And I am a yes. Any episode of MASH. Adam.
Yes.
Dave, too.
No.
Dave.
I've not watched enough MASH, so
Ryan.
No.
Ryan.
Definitely not.
And I am a yes. Game of Thrones. Any episode. Ryan.
Oh, that's interesting. I love that series. I almost cried with season 8 after the fact. I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Adam.
I don't know. No.
Okay.
No.
Dave, too.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to change my no to a yes. I've thought about it more, and I remember some parts.
I understand. Dave.
Yes.
And I am a yes. Okay, last one. Any episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation. Ryan.
Definitely not.
Adam.
Get back to me.
Dave, too.
That's a yes.
Dave.
Yeah.
And Adam.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. So, the results are in. Ryan, being you have no heart, you are the biggest bitch for not having a heart.
I like the rule changing techniques.
So I never said which way was which.
Never said.
You must have accidentally put it in your mind. Why would it be a bitch thing to cry? It's fucking showing your emotions is not a bitch thing. It's a manly thing, motherfucker.
I know. I actually think some of that just had to do with which shows I'd watched a little bit too.
Of course. You're still a bitch. All right.
the biggest heartless bitch.
Cry during commercials. Like,
you cry during commercials?
Yeah. Like
the puppy dog commercials.
When Dell got sold?
Dude, I'm no longer getting a Dell.
That's.
I'm sorry, Ryan. That was too easy.
Thanks, guys. That was fun. I wanted to find out who was the most emotionally in touch with their feelings, a.k.a. a bitch, and that was me.
Well, that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
That doesn't count. Just because I'm crying during TV.
Yep, that means awesome. Okay, so let's see. Which ones did you guys all say no to?
Twister.
Oh, come on. How can you? They're a group of friends held together by just wanting to overcome the man. And there's, oh, God, there's some beautiful scenes in there. There's still love there.
Like, I can. Oh, man. Ryan,
it wasn't you, baby. It was him.
If I show you the Van Gogh episode of Doctor Who, and you don't fucking cry during that, you are insane.
How do you not?
If I show you the chicken episode of MASH and you don't cry during that, you
and that's fine. I just haven't seen it.
I haven't seen either of those. I believe I would likely cry on anything, on most things that you cry on. Well, you know, like, I don't wouldn't cry, but my equivalent to cry. Like, tears don't happen very frequently.
No, I've never, like, everyone, the reason I bring it up is because people are always like, you cry? I'm like, fuck, I cry at everything. Are you kidding me? When I get super sick, I get, like, super emotional. So if I'm sick, I'm like, I just get really emotional. I want to hug everybody. I think it's the virus's way of spreading. It's like, ooh, now you want to hug everybody and have sex and, like, and stuff.
That's pretty genius, actually.
It is. It's fucking insidious, isn't it?
I'm going to say Ryan needs to hydrate more.
But I am less likely to cry when I'm with others. I think this is due to, like, breeding of, like, less likely. Like, so, like, I'm watching I can watch commercials by myself, like an insurance commercial that's, like, touching and, like, get a little choked up. But, like, if I'm not by myself, I'll be I'll like not get as choked up.
I think it's Liberty, who I'm comfortable Liberty. With. Yeah, like if I'm comfortable with, like with my friends or something. Yeah, like crying's not it. I'll cry. Like if it's complete strangers, maybe it'll be harder. But you know, some things they still get you. Tasha Yar's memorial service. Come on, if you watch that, Ryan,
ooh, yeah.
and you don't cry, what's wrong with you?
Didn't see that one.
Ollie, when he fucking stabs Jon Snow, if you're not like crying a little bit, you say, and also filled with rage, just saying like, "You little fucking bitch, I'm gonna fucking come in that TV and stab you."
Yeah, that shit was. There's some things for sure.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Season 8.
Yeah, that was a good game. I like that game. Ryan?
It got Dave in touch with his feelings. He liked it.
No. I'm always in touch with my feelings. Sometimes my feelings are mostly aggression.
He's like, I love my feelings. I love to shove them down as far as I can. He's like, you get back in your place, Stalfos.
down inside.
The Green Mile, that's the tearjerker, wasn't it?
The Green Mile, where... he's like, and he's like, cough it out,
That was a weird movie, but it was also sad.
But speaking of bees, they have made a sequel, which they released a trailer of today, of Candyman from 1992. Jordan Peele, and also, and which is funny because I mean they're basically saying like it's a sequel to this old one, and it's like, and it's a horror movie, but it also talks about the gentrification of like the neighborhood and shit like that. So it's like all the Cabrini Green, which is like, you know, the terrible or the bad section of Chicago. It's now been gentrified by all the white people.
There's a good section of Chicago? Where is that?
Yeah, remember? That section where there was a bathroom that was inside the kitchen.
That's right. That was a good section.
That was a good side. Where you just say, they don't speak any English, they just said red or green. And you're like, I don't know. Red?
I remember that place.
Wrong end.
It was a fine place, other than the fact that we knew we shouldn't be there, and everyone else knew we shouldn't be there. You know, they're like...
I also like the weird coffee place, where you're like, I'm going to drink some coffee here with some grounds in it.
I don't drink coffee. I'm above that.
That's true. You were like, I am above it.
Coffee? More like, no.
But so, the other day... they released a huge thing about what they're going forward with the big Star Wars initiative, which is basically called Star Wars The High Republic.
Oh, yeah.
So this was actually pretty big. What they've done is they brought in... So The High Republic is about 200 years before the Phantom Menace, more at the height of when the Jedi were in power and stuff like that. And so what it is, they brought in tons of differing authors from differing like genres and... you know, like people that write cartoons, people that write TV, people that write movies, and they all brought them together to kind of build an overarching story that all interconnects and interweaves, so they can have like adult novels, young adult novels, children's books, comics, all this stuff takes place in this area, and it sounds pretty cool, man. It's like, and then they're saying like, we're not getting in it, we're going to build it up the area first, and then, you know, would think about maybe feature films or feature series. But it sounds pretty cool.
So is that trying to make a Marvel universe?
Yes. Disney, or it's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Working on sense. It. But then really just back it way up before any of this other stuff.
So it's basically, it's about a core group of heroes and we'll continue expanding. And yes. And it's like they're effectively calling it King Arthur with lightsabers. So there's a cool core group of people that are like knights of the Old Republic or knights of the High Republic, going out getting in adventures. Yep. And mostly out on the Outer Rims, which are like, you know, uncivilized and stuff like that. Sounds pretty cool. Like Texas Rangers, kind of like getting in adventures doing shit.
Like the Mandalorian style.
Right. And they do have a picture of a Wookiee with a lightsaber, which is pretty fucking cool.
Well, nobody said a Wookiee can't have a lightsaber.
Right.
Fucking Galactic Empire said they can't have lightsaber.
Right. So, it's interesting. I do like them going and taking more holistic approach of saying, like, Let's just, instead of having one guy come up with a story, like, let's have a bunch of people work it out and, like, go, like, and then really dissect it and say, hey, you know, this doesn't work. This is not going to work. You know, like, let's work it out so there's no, like, hopefully there isn't huge plot holes, or if there is a plot hole, it's because they want that to be important later and then fill that with, so.
Sure.
Let's hope that, I think it's an interesting way of writing.
Let's hope that one guy is not Kevin J. Anderson.
No.
Good.
No. I was just going to say I didn't. There's just a bunch of comic book writers and other writers, but I didn't see any names that were really popping out to me. So,
I mean, they really did take a writer's room perspective to it, you know, just bringing everybody into a room to really hash things out.
It's also the reason why you do it 200 years before, where you do that way you don't step on any continuity and stuff. So you can be I can do whatever I want and nobody can fuck with me.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
the only thing that they might get limited, is there some reason why they could have better like tech and stuff? That might, I could see that like causing some heartburn a little bit if they're like doing shit that, you know, reasonably you'd expect to be available 200 years later, and then people could get upset.
You mean like lightsabers?
Like lightsabers are old, dude. Yeah.
No, not lightsabers. Like you know, like blasters? Probably like vehicles and shit like that, like would be more. Like,
sure. I mean, they've always said that. Well, they've had light speed for a long time. They could just say like, "Oh, cool. Yeah. It's a slightly slower light speed." What does that mean?
They've been pretty consistent with vehicles and designs,
but throughout.
Throughout, even dating back to Knights of the Old Republic, so I think we might be okay there from a vehicle standpoint. But I can see what you're saying, Ryan. You know, if all of a sudden they have a like a communication device or something that is like, wait a minute, that doesn't quite maybe fit. But it's always been kind of a high technology society throughout. So.
But it does sound cool, and it's interesting. I bet you most of the time companies can't do that because. With Star Wars, they're probably like, we're, you know, like 97% sure this is going to work. And we're going to want to do more things. And so let's spend a bunch of money up front to, like, prepare a suite of things. Yeah. Like, most of the time, you don't have the luxury to do that. You know what I mean? Marvel, you could leverage existing sort of... I guess I don't know how Marvel just did it. Good job, Marvel. But, you know, like... It's hard to do if you don't know it's going to work. Like, like let's say we write a new movie. You know, you couldn't design like 100 movies and like deeply get a bunch of people and pay them. That would just be a waste of money because the first one might not hit, you know.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, it's Star Wars. It's not going to, I mean, the one problem is that Star Wars has a history of hit and miss. Where like Star Trek, they have a history of hit and miss and a lot of misses along the way, or at least perceived misses for some people.
Shut your face! Oh wait,
oh
prequels.
I know you love the Phantom Menace. It's your favorite movie ever. Now this is pod racing.
Misa, so in trouble.
I'm gonna say that is by far the best of the three.
No way, three.
No way, yeah, three. I think is the best.
It's just got too much good. I mean, it sucks, but it's got. It doesn't suck. It's just not great, but it's got good fighting in it. It's fun.
Hayden Christensen sucks.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's fine.
It
gave us that thing that we've heard about, you know, like, you know, the fucking lightsaber fight on the fucking volcano or shit like that. That's what, like, everything else, whatever. That's cool, whatever. But it gave us that. Like, that is something you heard about, like,
and you're like, okay. Was it Hayden Christensen or was it really the writing?
No, it was him.
Probably both. But hey, if you didn't like him, you got to see him fucking get his legs burnt off, which is kind of fun, and his arms burnt off. And you also got to see, for some reason, his wife die from sadness, which is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, they did announce that the Kenobi series... will be finally begin production next year, early next year, so another year from now. So that's a little bit of a delay. But they're also saying that the title, it sounds like, is going to be called Pilgrim, which kind of makes sense since it's all about a lone kind of walkthrough kind of thing. And there's also that there's a chance that he may cross paths with an old friend from the Phantom Menace.
Qui-Gon?
Misa.
If we got fucking Qui-Gon Ghost, that'd be fucking cool. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, they're certainly talking Jar Jar. Like they were starting to build out the CGI for him.
Yeah, has a Harvard girl ever like spoke out about dying from sadness and how it was stupid? And you could bring that character could have done so much more. She should have.
Right, they could have said anything. Fucking, he force choked me so hard, like something fucking, I don't know, anything. Yeah. He fucking put his evil, and his evil is permeating my cells.
All right, he teleported me 5,000 million light years, and I've been working on waking my way home.
Fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Star Wars. Yeah, we're gonna go see Star Wars. Maybe. I mean, we're gonna see it. We may not see all of it, but we're gonna see it. Fucking what? 5 days.
We're gonna be there.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Five days. Of us get to see cool Star Wars stuff that I asked everybody about a year ago. Woohoo! All right. So, what else are we doing?
What else are we doing for Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, first, you guys got to watch the new episode of Star Wars Clone Wars.
No, I'm good.
The Bad Batch?
The Bad Batch.
I'm good.
Which was fucking awesome. If you don't watch any... Is that a what?
Is that a cartoon?
No. It's an animated episode.
I'm a grown man. I don't watch cartoons, man. Come on.
It's not a cartoon. By far, this is the best single episode of the entire series so far. Like all seven seasons, this is the best episode.
Well, I mean, they knew they have one final season and the Disney money now behind it to really do whatever they want. So,
right? Anybody else watch it, Ryan? I'm looking at you.
No. Well, I'm not against it, and as Leo's watched a little bit, and I've caught an episode here and there, but I haven't like watched it through, so I don't have a lot to say about it.
Dave's. Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, of course. Nope. I watch it. I mean, it's 22 minutes or whatever. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, sorry, I've had other priorities.
You were stuck in Cincinnati for like 7 hours.
Yeah. Weren't you on the Wi-Fi, like just watching shit? What were you doing there?
Working.
I'm telling you, could have downloaded it.
Working.
It would have been worth it. Chris is watching it right now.
Nope, I found a excerpt from it. I wanted to see what it looked like because I was curious. So I'll go and show it to you guys. It's pretty cool, actually. It's the new Clone Wars cartoon. It's pretty good.
Wait a minute.
Definitely the bad.
Is that Ryan and Dave Miller? They call it Florida Bound.
I find that strangely arousing.
That's not strange, buddy.
I wonder what you searched for in order to find that picture.
And I wonder... searched for Clone Wars new episode.
Okay, all right.
Oh, that's funny. So,
what else is going on?
I say you guys should all watch, or I'll download it to your phones and then watch it on the airplane ride on your way to Star Wars.
I won't be on an airplane ride to Star
Wars. Shut your face.
So no. I'm going to run there like a man.
That would be something, though, if you're just like, all right, so I'm taking off now. I will get there. I don't know. Everyone going to be there 5 weeks from now.
How far is it? I don't know. How far is it, you think, if we estimate?
It's got to be about 1,400 miles.
800 miles or so, right?
14. Well, it takes, if I remember right when I was looking it up, it takes like 24 and a half hours to drive. So if we say, what do we average, 60 miles an hour? So 60 times
13, 1,400 miles.
Yeah, I'd say 50. Let's say 1,500 miles.
Okay, 1,500, huh? Yeah, that would take like 3 months.
Woo! 1,575.9 miles.
Yeah, that's like 3 months. That's too long.
All right. Yeah, Google says it would take 498 hours to walk there. So that's walking, though. So I figure you could do it twice that fast.
Well, that's 498 what, hours?
Yeah.
It's only to 20, walk. It's only 20 days. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it says. I believe it.
All right. So how much faster than walking could you do?
Oh, that's wait. That's 20. That's 20 days without stopping. So stopping, we got to factor in at least 8 hours of sleep, right?
Right.
Yeah, sleeping is a thing. That's true.
So that's 31 days. Yeah. Maybe 25. I don't know. It'd be tough. I imagine you'd be
now, if you decided to like hitchhike there, now that'd be cool, man. You're like, all right, guy, I'm gonna hitchhike, get adventures, like basically talk to people, like you were like make audio recordings about like your adventures.
The rules of the road.
Like, oh, yeah, like if you call it the fucking rules of the road, and I mean, you don't have to blow people, but if you want to, on this side of the line, we ain't gay. But guess what? If you need to take a shot in the mouth to get 50 miles down the road, closer to Star Wars.
I know that'd be like on this side of the line, we ain't gay. On this side of the line. Clone Wars, baby.
Right.
Taking transit, it would take 1 day and 17 hours. Wait.
Transit? Is that trains?
Like a bus?
That's buses and trains.
Okay.
All, you know, different types of, like...
bicycles and snowmobiles.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought up bicycles. Let's look how long that takes.
Bicycle.
Oh, that's only 142 hours. That's the way to go, baby.
And bicycles uses weird parts of your leg muscles that make me hurt. remember I biked to Duluth? Remember that a while back? How long ago was that? A long time ago?
Yep. What? Yeah, that was a while ago. That was a while ago.
That was a long time ago. And it hurt a lot more than if I would have ran to Duluth. There's places that my body doesn't use. It's like, no.
You're like, well, we know it's not your butt because you use that all the time.
I use that constantly.
Right.
Butt Olympic guy.
Butt Olympics.
Yeah, but what else what are you guys looking forward to down there? What else are you looking forward to? I want to put this in Front Street. I'm gonna do everything in my power, everything under God's sun, to get us to go on fucking that ride. But if we don't make it, it'll suck. But it's not the end of the universe because there's other shit to do, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, there's still so much there.
But it would suck. We can do. And I would write Disney and be like, all my friends came down and we didn't get to go on, and fuck you.
Right. Because if we don't, we still got to do it. What is it? The backup groups? Because I know they make the effective groups, but then they always make the backup groups in case some never don't show up and then they just keep skipping ahead. So there is a chance that there is a chance.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be a weird process. And tomorrow night, I'm actually down with Peg, and she goes to Disneyland every month. So I was going to add, and she's ridden out a few times. So I was like, okay, give me some tips and some tricks and let me know exactly what we're supposed to do. Walk me through it. That article was nice, but it's always nice to have a firsthand account as well.
Yeah.
She says, first off, don't get on the wrong train.
Yes.
Part two. Get there early.
Yeah. Well,
like if we get there, I'll get there fucking early. I don't give a fuck. Right. I'll punch some people.
That's the point. And if you're listening at home, you don't know what we're talking about. It doesn't matter how early you get there, as long as you're in the gate by 8. And because it's not first come first serve, service. It's whoever happens to once you're in the gate, push the buttons fast enough to get a boarding party. And it's kind of cool. We can select us all. Like each one of us can go ahead and go through it and select all of our other people, and then click. We want to ride, and then it'll make. I'm wondering if we have duplicates. Do we get like several groups, and we just kind of get rid of some or something, or I don't know.
But, or keep it because we might want to ride it multiple times.
Yeah, but that just seems mean to everybody else that's there, man. Other people are in the same boat as
us. Like you know what?
But
if I get extra group and we already got one signed up, I'm gonna cancel mine. I'm gonna throw that out there. I mean, I'm gonna cancel it.
And the key is, I think we all have to try. But the other key is, we all have to have our tickets scanned first to be in. So we have to have that barcode scan on our phone saying we're in, and then we're eligible to be selected.
Really? Because like you could do it right now. You can go into the app and you could say, "Who wants to ride it?" And you select all of us, and then you push next, and it says, "Oh, there's no more groups today." But it's probably that maybe that's what allows you to do it or to get through the final loop or whatever. I don't know. So.
But that's just what kind of the article was saying. So.
I know, but regardless, we do need to be into the park by 8 or whatever that time was. So yes,
you're right.
And
Adam, you think that, who's got to scan your codes? Like the people that let us enter?
You obviously did not read the article I sent.
You queue up outside of the gate, and you all go through.
Oh, well, we've talked about it. On your phone, bits and pieces, scan it.
Yeah. Okay. Scan your ticket.
So basically, just clarifying
what Dave said there.
Yeah, you need to scan to get into the park, and then anybody who's in the park at 8 can attempt to get on through this through the app, kind of a thing. But
so they must activate your name as soon as you like are in.
But it's kind of sucks because it means you could get there at 5 in the morning, be the first one in line, and you're still got just as much of a shot as the person that gets there and through the gate at 8 a.m. You just want to make sure you can get in the gate by 8 a.m. But and then the guy was like, you're going to be there waiting, and the park's not going to be open yet.
Right.
So here's some shit to do, because I don't think it does open at 9. I think it opens at 9 when we get there.
We're 9 on that Tuesday.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
And it closes at 8, and we have an 8-10 lightsaber appointment.
That's right. So build some lightsabers after all those off the mooks go home. We get to fucking build some lightsabers.
Well, I think that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to just hanging out, mostly. Hanging out, walking around, and seeing the cool stuff.
And getting some sleep.
Eating stuff, and that kind of thing.
Right. Did you see, we're all grouped up and stuff, but on the app it's like, oh, Mickey, one-day ticket, blah, blah, blah. Chris, one-day ticket. Dave Miller, one-day ticket. And then it also says, Dave Ticker, Dave Miller, one-day Magic Your Way Magic Kingdom ticket.
I did see that.
I'm just like, Dave Miller, you fucked it up again. You had one job.
Or I don't have him on my account for whatever reason. My app.
I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. We waited way too long to get a priority thing that we care about. I mean, we could still get, like, when you go through to add your Fast Pass ride, like, all the good ones are gone. So yeah. We can add one and we can talk about it, but it's not going to be anything that's like great. But oh well.
I know.
I blame Dave's because Dave's took a long time to get everything in.
Whoa, Dave's?
Hey, one Dave, all Dave. That's the only thing I know, baby.
Nah, I guess hear it what? Every day. You know what? I've decided that there is a new grouping. There's a new grouping. It is. D1s, there's D primes, and D alphas, D Millers are on their own thing. Those are all now we're grouping Chris and Adam together.
Sweet. Let's do it, baby.
I'm on.
And me and Dave and Ryan and
Mickey?
Mickey. No, Ryan and Dave. Wait, Miller.
What are you saying? Mickey, I'm a Dave Mickey's... now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. No. You're a Miller now.
What? I don't understand. Very complicated.
Let's just go back to A shows and be done with this.
Right? So Amazon is making a show called Tales from the Loop, which is basically it's an anthology series, but the weird part about it is it's based on a role-playing game from Sweden, I think.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I think that's cool, man. It's like... that it's based on they're like, oh yeah, cool, this sounds like a cool thing. So it's like kind of a Tales, not Tales from the Crypt, it's Amazing Adventures or whatever, Amazing Tales.
Yep.
Like that show where it's more like lighthearted and interesting, and but it's pretty cool. So I put up a trailer that looks pretty cool. It's like,
okay,
wasn't Hercules part of the Amazing Tales?
I don't
and
know.
And Xena and fucking
what was he? Oh, what were those fucking...
Renegade?
Oh. No, Renegade was not.
Renegade wasn't.
Hercules, the Legendary Journeys. That's what it was called. What was that fucking called? Was it like the Heroic Saturday Afternoons or something?
No, it was like Evenings.
No, it was Saturday Afternoons, man. Because they made...
Well, yes, but they replayed them at night, I believe, if I remember right. Right,
because they made movies to begin with. Right, Hercules and the Amazon Women, Hercules and the Kingdom, Circle of Fire, Underworld, and the Maze of the Minotaur. But, okay. The Action Pack. Ooh, that's what it was called.
So I got two tangents. One goes left and one goes right, but both are connected to your statement about this show. Do you want to go left or right?
Left. We always go left.
All right. Good job. I started watching... This is the Amazon tangent. I started watching The Hunters. I don't know if you guys have seen that show at all.
Yeah.
Extremely dark.
Yeah.
not something I probably should have watched. Started watching on Tuesday. It just, it's good. It's just really dark. It's got Al Pacino in it. Wait, yeah, doing his stuff. And it's pretty good.
Hoo-ah! My accent is unwieldy.
It's basically about Jewish people hunting down Nazis, which is kind of fun in the 70s. It opens with, not opens, but very, very similar, very quickly in the when first opening show. Ugh, that was a hard sentence. It opened with Star Wars. And they try to do the perspective of somebody first seeing Star Wars for the first time and talking about it as if you don't know anything about other than the first movie, because it came out in 77.
Sure, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And they're walking out of the theater in June of 77. So it was kind of cool to see that.
So. Yeah.
Did you have to go right
so,
now?
So what have you thought? Yeah, what have you thought so
about
far?
The show?
Yeah.
I've only watched the first episode. I downloaded the rest of them for the flights or anything, but
yep.
It's interesting. Like I said, it's dark. Sometimes it's hard for me to watch it, but it's interesting.
Basically, I think it's like Tarantino TV show almost.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Where, because it's all like, you know, like, it seems people are like cracking jokes. It's got a lot of some pop culture stuff in there and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it turns incredibly violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like on a turn.
Yeah, it reminded me of somebody that was watching like one of his movies and watched Munich. And then they're like, hey, I got an idea. Let's make a cake. Right, a Tarantino Munich cake.
Right. But yeah, so. Like, so far, yes. I think I'm on episode, like, 3 or something like that. But, yes, it's... Yeah, some of it is hard to watch, and then you're just like, oof.
Yeah.
It lingers a little too long on some things.
The protagonist is really good at just seeing patterns and, like, puzzles and stuff, so Ryan would like that guy. He'd be like, ooh, I like guys who can see puzzles and patterns. Ooh, and they play chess, and then they play human chess.
Ooh, yeah, they play human chess, Ryan.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
You got my interest there a little bit.
I love human chess.
Right? Ryan's like, you piqued my interest, but now you've got my attention.
It's Tarantino, Nazis, Hunter, whatever, that was all right. And then, like, adding patterns and chess, was it did. It leveled it up. I'm not lying.
I was surprised. The first episode, so when I have to run on a treadmill, I usually watch a show. And this was Tuesday, so Picard wasn't out yet. And I'm used to an episode being about 42 minutes long. I can watch 2 episodes. And the first one was 90 minutes. So I'm watching it, and about 3/4 of the way through, I'm like, Jesus Christ, how long is this goddamn show? It's basically like watching a movie. It's like an old movie. It's 90 minutes.
90 minutes, yeah.
I was surprised by that.
Ooh, Adam.
But they're not all that long, or is it just...
Just the first one. I think they're the around an hour, though, it seems like.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But what about these ones? Adam, remember Tech War?
I remember that vaguely.
The fucking vaguely. William Shatner, like... sci-fi show where it's like it had what they were doing, some sort of drug, some mind-altering drug called Tech. Oh, William Shatner, your writing style is great.
I do remember that, yeah.
What about Vanishing Sun? Remember that one?
No, I don't.
That's like the martial arts one.
Oh, Quiet Chin King?
Kind of, yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's like a guy was involved in Tiananmen Square and escaped.
I do not remember that one.
What
either.
About Cleopatra 2525?
I was going to say, I don't remember the first part, but I knew it was 2525, where it was like a big hole in the ground, and the further you went down, the more dangerous it got.
Oh, God.
That's a good dungeon.
That's a good dungeon, right? And then remember Jack of All Trades.
I do not remember that.
Bruce Campbell, where he's like the syndicated comedy, where it's like it was a 19th century French-controlled island of Palau, Jack Styles, American secret agent there by sent there by Professor Jefferson.
I have no idea what that is. I never watched that show.
Jockster the Mighty.
Jockster the Mighty, yes. Yeah, man, there were some good shows. I don't know if they were actually good, but they were fine.
But many were not, trust me.
No. Oh, man, I really like when they have, like, this is a 1994 episode called Knight Rider 2010, and you're like, oh, shit, 2010, that's the future.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you guys ready for a second game?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep, let's go. You might have to take some notes for this one, because I'm going to give you 2, 4, 6 things to rank. I need your ranks on them. And here's what you're gonna rank off of. There's four categories, but you're only going to give me the overall score, okay?
Oh, okay. Crap. Ryan lost already.
So you're going to rank... these are restaurants. You're going to rank it off, okay, off taste, menu versatility, and price. All right?
Menu versatility. Okay. All right.
And what's the intention of menu versatility? I mean, I think I have,
doesn't a, have a lot of things to choose from.
That's what you're... Okay. Oh, this is kind of the... What would your restaurant be at the end of the world? That fits with that. Oh, okay. All right. I'm listening.
Oh,
okay. I know where this is going.
And to keep it simple, because there's only there's a few things that everybody has had, and almost everybody has had many times. We're gonna use some local, and well, national and international, but widely
ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Widely used chains of restaurants. So,
all right.
First one, McDonald's.
What's this? What are we ranking, like on a scale of 1 to 5?
That is an excellent question, Dave. Too. Let's go 1 to 17. With 17,
1 to 17.
No, 1 to 10 is fine. 10 being the highest, and 1 being a piece of shit. All right. So McDonald's, that's gonna be on your list. Burger King, Arby's, Wendy's, the Bell, Taco Bell. And Panda Express. So, give me your list of, let's say you have 6 islands, and you have to spend most of your time on one island, and occasionally right, have to go to the second island. You get what I'm saying. But give me your list. I'll give you some time to figure it out. And while you're figuring it out, I'll and make sure you justify. We'll be able to justify it. So,
wait, you want them ranked ordered?
I want them ranked order as to what you think is the best to the worst. And you don't got to get numbers. Just your best of the worst, based on taste, menu versatility, and price.
Oh, I think there's going to be some ties here, I have a feeling.
It's impossible. It's a rank. Rank is 1 through 10, or 1 through 6.
All right.
Yeah, the 1 through 10 scale doesn't make sense. We're just basing it on your rankings of them.
Gotcha.
And I got to tell you, this is not an easy one for me.
Could you make it a little more difficult?
It's just 6 things. Tell me which your favorite ones are based on those 3 things.
That's like too many categories and too many options.
There's 3 categories and 6 stores. If you want, just go overall, if that helps you.
I'm going to put them in ranking order, 1 through 6.
That's exactly what I just said.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right. Somebody help me.
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, cool. I'm good.
Oh, man, that one's going to bump up with that versatility score. Nice job. See, that's why BK was bringing out the tacos. They were like, we got an idea. We're doing poorly on the versatility
scale, right?
And I'll go ahead and talk to the audience while you guys do that. Let me
know when
you're done.
Well, I can also talk too because I am done.
Okay. let's see. I've been playing this game called Wilder Myth. It's pretty fun.
Wilder Myth? Okay.
Yeah, it's Wilder Myth. It's kind of cartoony like graphics, turn based, tactical combats, but in overland kind of think of Between Adventures, what we kind of tried to do with D&D. So like between chapters, 10 years goes by, and maybe somebody will have a kid, somebody gets old, somebody retires. You can pass on specific traits or pass on specific weapons and stuff. And so for like the longer chapters, the 5 chapter ones, your main characters are only good for like 2, maybe 3 chapters, and then you got to take their kids or their kids' kids to finish up the kind of quest, because 100 years will go by and stuff. And it's just an early access, and it's pretty raw, and it's missing some stuff. But if they put a little bit of time into this, it could be really fun to play. I mean, I'm enjoying it just the way it
is. Okay. And actually, you saying that, I think that some of that stuff could be worked into D&D super easy. That would be super fun. Like, you know, like, okay, cool. Adventure quiz. It's like, 10 years are going to pass by. It's like, okay, roll a d20. All right, cool. This. All right. Take your whatever skill and now roll this. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, the charismatic bard, cool, that like likes to bang shit, is like, he has a huge chance of having kids that show up, and you're just like, fuck, okay, that's cool. Or like that, like the artificer who's building something has like a cool thing of a breakthrough, yeah. Or wizard, or yeah, like
yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, I think you could do something cool with it. It uses this legacy system too, so in future games you can use legacy points to bring back a character who kind of like a character of legend. If they've leveled up three times and they're like you start as a hero, then a folk hero, then like you keep going up and myth until you're a myth and stuff. Like I said, it's early access. It's super raw. There's not a lot of bugs, and it's very simple. There's three classes. You got a warrior, a hunter, and like a magic user who uses infusions to infuse items around, which do different spell effects. So you might infuse a tree, which can do splinters, or infuse a rock that can do disc attacks and stuff. So it's kind of cool. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. It's fun, and like I said, I don't recommend it yet unless you're kind of you like basic games like I do. But I think when it comes out fully, I think it's something to be feared. Yeah.
Yeah, and you like games where like people have like longer lives than the actual lives. You know, like legacies, as you are.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And stats and turn-based games. It kind of fits all my checks all my boxes. So, how we doing, guys?
Ready.
I'm ready.
We all got them ranked 1 through 6.
Yep.
I can't fucking wait. Okay, let's start with the bottom of the barrel. Let's say the last, and there's 6 of us, so we'll go 1, 2. There's 5 of us here. 1, 2. There's 6 of us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cool. So we'll go around the corner. I will give you my worst. We'll all start one. So let's go in alphabetical order. Adam, what is your worst store?
Worst?
Yeah, give me the bottom of the barrel.
McDonald's.
Okay. We'll rank. We'll talk about them, and then we'll discuss about why we put them there. So, Chris, you're next. I also have McDonald's. Dave too. No, Dave.
Me? I put Panda Express.
Panda. Ooh, I love it. Dave too?
Taco Bell. Or, no, I'm sorry. McD's.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't fucking put Taco Bell at the bottom. You're right. Get out.
No. I had them split into the three categories, so I was redoing my list and was writing Taco Bell.
You had Taco Bell. What'd you have?
Panda.
Panda. Interesting. Okay, so we got three McDonald's and two Pandas. Wow, that's pretty good consensus, actually. Interesting. Why do you guys say Pandas?
Of the Chinese food places, I just don't like it. Like, I like that in Lianchen's. Like, if someone goes like, hey, let's get Chinese food, I will never ever pick that, because I just feel like it's overpriced for what you get, and it's the same shit that's been sitting there the whole time. I'd rather go to the takeout place, or like, you know, wanna, you know, it's, I will never pick for an Asian place. I'll never pick that.
Okay.
And for me, there's a versatility element where it, like, I just don't always feel like Chinese food, and I know there's different things there, but like, it fits one need, the desire for Chinese food, you know what I mean? Right. And it's not the best, like you said. It's just all right. It's all right, Chinese food. It's not great. Right.
Why'd you guys pick McDonald's?
Because I worked there for so long. It just I can't taste their food anymore. It's just, yeah. No thanks.
The only thing I will purchase from McDonald's is some sort of chicken. It's probably chicken nuggets or the McChicken sandwich. Both are kind of crappy.
Okay.
I hate their burgers.
Yeah.
Their burgers are crap.
That's a good point. I mean, I literally have not had their burger in 10 years, but it's probably 20 now. But I remember the last time I had it, and it tasted so rubbery and weird that I just stopped eating. And I've never really been a huge fan of the fries. Yeah.
Right.
But they do have... They do have a much more versatile menu than they used to.
Yeah. Right. What about that Filet-O-Fish sandwich, baby?
And they've changed to fresh meat now for their quarter pounders, but it's like too salty. And
it's a good point, Dave. I had one about 5 years ago for Filet-O-Fish, because I was like, I remember those. You used to get 2 for $2 during Lent, and you fucking you could eat them. They were delicious. And I had about 5 years ago, and it did not do what I thought it would do. It was like, yeah, this used to be better. What happened? I think it's acquired taste, you know.
Sure.
All right, cool. Chris, you start the next one. We're going to go with second to least favorite. I have Panda Express.
Okay. Nice.
Dave.
I have McDonald's there.
Okay. Dave, too?
I had Panda Express.
Interesting. Ryan?
I had McDonald's.
Wow. And Adam?
Shit, where was I?
Second to
last. I put Arby's.
Okay. Wow, we got a lot of weird consensus. Our bottom two are almost all the same. That's interesting, isn't it?
Very much.
We should go to Panda Express this fucking next Tuesday or so. Okay, you McDonald's peoples that didn't talk about why you hated McDonald's before, why do you not like McDonald's?
Ryan, go ahead.
I think it's fine. Like, actually, all of these are okay, you know, but it's like worse than the other ones. I mean, like, I think the food's better, like, better at all the other places. Like,
that's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. I understand.
All I hear in my head is the most typical Ryan answer.
Well, it's weird. It wasn't like it was like you deserve spot second to last. It was more like you're just the second to last best. You
know? Yeah. Sure. All right.
For me, McDonald's is that because Griff likes it. I mean, he likes chicken nuggets. He like it. Like, it's something that's easy, but it never feels satisfying. I'll eat. I'll be like, all right. But I'm never going, like, you know, I feel satisfied after. It was like, it's just something to stuff in my food hole.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Like, Dave, too, what about, why is your panda there?
I mean, I love Chinese food, but I'd rather go to, like, the little, I'd love to go to, like, the little mom and pop places that just do it right. And Panda Express is, like, frozen, throw in a pan, and then throw it in another pan and let it sit there.
Okay.
Like, let me go to somewhere and just order it and get it. Nice quart size.
Okay. And Adam, you just don't care for roast beef or what?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
good. I see you eating that on Tuesday pretty consistently.
It's always chicken.
Oh, is it?
But you still go there.
Yeah, but
that is weird for the guy who does seem to eat Arby's at least.
I mean, I've eaten Panda Express too, and I don't really care for it. So I understand. Right. And sometimes you want something a little different. You're like, I want something a little different.
Right, variety or speed.
Taco Bell is right there. Okay. Chris, why don't you like Panda Express, though?
Pretty much all the reasons you guys listed.
That we gave? Yeah, okay.
You could go, literally, I could go to that takeout place, walk in, get takeout, get exactly what I want for $5.25, unless I'm black, and then it's $7.25.
Yes, that's true.
They're the most racist people in the world.
It is. It's like, it makes you like, ah!
It's so awesome and obvious. all right, let's do number three. Start with Dave. Dave, one. What do you got for your third from the bottom? So fourth.
I picked Arby's. Basically, it just bumped it down that far because of price. Arby's is by far the most expensive of the fast food places.
It is.
Yep. So it bumped it down to four from three because of price.
Okay.
I like it.
I hear you, Dave. Two. What about you?
I had Wendy's.
Okay.
There.
You're number three, Ryan.
I had Burger King.
Okay. Adam?
Panda.
And I had Arby's. So, okay. Anybody have anything to say about any of those places that they want to talk about?
I would say that BK is pretty good, and it's better than McDonald's. Like, it's a burger place. But Wendy's burgers are better than BK burgers.
Oh, God, yes.
And I'm just putting it out there that, unfortunately, there's a couple burger places on this, and they need to be compared. So BK kind of took it in the shorts there, even though I would eat BK and McDonald's too if I was forced.
Right, but you have a preference, and that's what we're looking for. So good.
Yeah, job. And I just calling out the burgers as the key Burger King, but they're not the kings. Wendy's does better. That's all I'm letting you know.
Okay, gotcha. What did I say? Did I say
Arby's?
Arby's. Yeah, yeah. I actually like Arby's. I like roast beef sandwiches. I like their what do you call it? Fucking mozzarella sticks, but they are expensive. Like you can a regular, if I go there and get a meal, it's like $11. I'm like, holy shit.
Yep.
But you really only get Arby's roast beef sandwiches. I know they have like the signature sandwiches, but I never buy those shit. I mean,
right. I've tried them. I mean, there's the chicken, the fish, whatever. Yeah, and you're just like, you're known for one thing, and you do that one thing pretty good.
Exactly.
If you could just drop the price 20%, you know?
Yep, I agree. Okay, let's go. We're at the top three now. Top three, your third one, starting with Dave 2. What do you got?
Burger King. I actually like Burger King burgers better than I do with the Wendy's. So
okay.
I'm opposite of Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, what do you got?
I have Arby's.
Okay, Adam?
Taco Bell.
Dave. No, Chris. Arby's. I did Arby's. Burger King. I have Burger King. And Dave.
Yep, I also have Burger King.
Okay. Yeah, I actually think Burger King's burgers are pretty good, but I have that feeling that you have, Dave. When I'm done with it, I'm like, I just put something in my mouth for food, but it wasn't amazing. You know, it wasn't great, kind of a thing.
Right.
So I have that same kind of feeling about it. We have our first Taco Bell on the list. Interesting. Damn. What's up, Gina?
Taco Bell's not my favorite, but
it's still your top three, looks like.
Yeah.
I would say it was nearly tied with Arby's for me for that spot.
Okay.
And in fact, my top three are so closely grouped that the wind blows a little bit. You know, it's just the way
it depends on where the wafting wind is blowing from that day.
Has anybody ever had their breakfast?
No.
Yes. Yep.
I've never had their breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's probably fine, huh?
Yeah, like they make a good. I can't remember what it's called, but they make a good burrito that has like the little like hash browns in it, the little nugget thing, hash browns, and some eggs, and you know, bacon or sausage. And I mean, and it's good. It's not like it's what does it for me is it's fucking cheap, dude. That place is fucking cheap. They're always like, dude, get two people's meals for $10. You're like two drinks, two fries, two this, or get five things for $4. Yes, so it is a fucking cheap place to go.
Yep, I agree.
And you can tell, you can tell it's cheap.
Yeah, you
yeah.
Can.
Like if you get a Whopper, Whopper still tastes fucking good to me. Like a Whopper is one of the things I really like.
Yeah, I like their double cheeseburgers. They're okay, but you know what really like put me over the top for Burger King being most of these other places is Burger King breakfast is still a fucking delicious. Delicious time.
It is.
You go
give
there,
me that croissant witch any
you
day.
You go get there and two croissants for $3 or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, this is terrible for me, but it actually tastes pretty good.
Right.
I liked it when they used to have those, like the French, like
French pancakes. Toast sticks.
No, not the French toast sticks. They had like this, like almost like a McGriddle, but better.
Huh. Interesting.
And they got rid of it because it wasn't that popular.
It was a French toast sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. I will say that the boys love chicken nuggets from McDonald's. They will not eat a chicken nugget from Burger King. They think it tastes like
ass. Oh, no. Yep.
And they're not wrong.
No. Yeah. It's like they just can't do it. It's like because their chicken sandwiches taste pretty good. Not the original chicken sandwich, the one that looks like a boat. I ain't a big fan of that because I think that's compressed chicken and it just doesn't taste right. But they're like, whatever, their spicy chicken sandwich, which is like two for $6 or something like that. I think it's bomb. It tastes, it's fire.
All right, cool. We're at our top two. Number two. And let's see, who started this? Was that you, Dave? Or Dave?
No, I think I did.
Okay, Adam. Well, we're back to Ryan. Ryan, give me your number two.
I went with Taco Bell.
Interesting. Okay. And Adam?
This is kind of a toss-up, so I'm going to have to go Wendy's.
Okay. Chris? Chris said Taco Bell. Dave?
Wendy's.
And Dave, too.
Taco Bell.
Interesting. Okay. Anything to be said about that?
Dave pretty much summed it up.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
love Wendy's, Taco Bell.
Wendy's M good.
Yeah, I had Taco Bell here because people always complain how terrible the meat is there, but hardly everything I get has meat on it. Really, I was thinking about, and some does. I think it's fine, but like I can go there and get a lunch for $2.12 and be full. Two burritos with bean. What is it? Bean and rice burritos without the beans. I don't get the beans, and it's fucking, it's not that bad. It's like, you know, 700 calories or something like that. It, well, it's a lot, but still, it's $2.12.
Right.
And on the other side, if I'm like, I'm fucking splurging, I'm eating 2,000 calories, you can go nuts there, and you can spend like $18 in delicious food.
Right.
Yeah. Taco Bell's got tons of variety. And for me, I actually feel a little bad that I put it in the second slot, because I could easily see it rising to number one. Because it doesn't have a ton of versatility, though. I'm just going to say that's one of the things that hurts it on the category.
You're right.
But it's got lots of tasty options that I hold dear to my heart.
All right.
Go ahead. Yeah, Wendy's. I'm just saying, like, yeah. Wendy's had to be second because Taco Bell is first.
All right, well, let's just do our number ones. We start with Amazon. But yeah, number one on my list is Wendy's. And Dave,
what was
you said
one?
yours was mine's Wendy's.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Dave, yeah. Two?
Mine is Arby's.
Interesting. Ryan?
Wendy's.
And Adam?
B to the K.
BK. Interesting. Is number one. Yeah, I like it.
That's the most shocking of all these.
Yeah.
Actually, Arby's.
The time.
Hey, you're not wrong for your taste buds and stuff. You're just gay. I put Wendy's because I think their burger meat is unparalleled. Those are really good burgers.
Mm-hmm.
As far as fast food goes, I won't. You know, obviously.
And their fries are really good. And their their spicy chicken sandwich is super good.
Spicy chicken sandwiches are really good and cheap. That's mm-hmm. a good point. Yeah.
And they have versatility because you can get baked potatoes there still. Who can fucking get baked potatoes? And you can get
chili.
Don't forget chili.
Have you ever gotten chili?
I actually have.
Okay. I was like, you can get chili. Have you ever gotten it? Yeah. Well, no, but
you
I could.
You can get chili on your baked potato.
Yeah, well, you got to get chili and then put it on the baked potato. And I'm going to disagree with Ryan with versatility. Taco Bell is the only place on this list that it will continue to go, like, surprise me on what they can do in order they can make it. They'll be like, here's what we did. Put a tortilla, we put cheese, and then we put another tortilla inside of it, and we did this. I'm like, it's fucking great. And then all of a sudden they go like, what we did is we took a tortilla, put all your stuff that you're going to eat, we folded it up in a fucking pinwheel thing and fucking crushed it underneath the thing. And I'm like, it's fucking genius, Taco Bell. And I'm like, wait a minute. We got one more for you. What we did is we put a tortilla, and we put another tortilla, double up them tortillas, and then we put. And I'm like, the versatility, the imagination that people are just going like, all right, we got about 12 ingredients. What can we do with them? And they
put
just
a tortilla
keep going
around a hard shell, and
yes.
then we loaded the hard shell, and then we wrapped it all in another tortilla.
You know, they right. have a program that they just run.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. Ryan should be more down with the T-Bell with their algorithms looking at. And then they go like, by the way, we have French fries now. And you're like, what? French fries?
When did they get French
fucking
fries?
Nacho fries. If I would have thought about nacho fries as the question was asked, it may have raised it to the top.
What happened to the double-decker taco?
You can still get it. It's just not on the menu. It's a specialty item now.
Yep. Yeah, they really like trim down their menu, but you can get a lot of stuff still because people know how to make shit. So.
Yep.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, and you've seen that SNL commercial from a long time ago. We took a taco and wrapped it in another taco. Then we put,
exactly.
a pizza and wrapped around that and deep dished the whole thing. And then we put cheese all over it.
We smothered it in four kinds of queso.
Yeah.
And you're like, and yes, and Taco Bell will all, it'll be like, it also has to do with it being open.
Yeah, it's open.
There's a McDonald's that's open 24 hours. But for some reason, McDonald's is still slow, even though I know no one's in the parking lot. But Taco Bell is still fucking close. It's still, like, I'm saying, like, Taco Bell, I go like, fuck, I'm kind of hungry. I could go for it. And then you go, like, you roll through, and the place is cheap. The cheapness, the versatility, and it tastes good to me. It hits me in all the super saltiness that I want. You know, at most times, so
it's true.
One category I think could have been involved was like which places after you've eaten it and you give it a couple of hours, you feel the best, because that is actually I'm thinking that with a lot of these, and actually lots of these are bad choices for feeling well later.
I think all of them are,
but like Taco Bell's better than McDonald's. McDonald's for me is probably the worst at feeling better. But Taco Bell, sometimes I don't always feel the best after Taco Bell.
Interesting. I never really have an issue. My gut biome is used to it. It's the but I know, if you eat too much, then it feels bad. But
yeah, I think that's Panda. Panda, for some reason, the grease on
I don't mind Panda. I never
Chinese food always goes through me quick.
Interesting.
It doesn't bother me.
So I guess, Dave, you just really fucking love Arby's or what?
Absolutely.
Interesting. If I
have the option, and that's where I'm going, I don't care about the cost. I will. Okay. So you can take the whole price factor. I am a beef and cheddar.
Okay.
Or just the plain roast beef. Got to throw a whole bunch of Arby's sauce on it. And it's the curly fries. It's the mozzarella sticks. It's the Jamocha shake. It's, you know, their dollar menu at one point where you get all that for a dollar.
Hey, man, you preach. Yeah. Hannah ain't listening to this. You preach, baby.
Exactly. And I heard they even have snack cakes.
But wait a minute. You had those chocolate turnovers? Mm-hmm.
You're a curly fry kind of guy? All right. Well, like, let's skip this. Fries. Like, this one, there's five. So there's curly fries. I'm potato cake man all the way.
Ooh, that's a
no. The potato cakes are good too.
I do love a potato
like,
cake.
Okay, Ryan, if you have to choose,
I like potato cakes. Nope. Better, I do.
Okay, Chris,
what are we talking about? Arby's?
Yeah, are you taking curly fries, potato cakes?
Do you want?
At Arby's?
Yes, at Arby's.
Curly fries.
Okay. Ooh, I think potato cakes still have, but yes, for some reason they taste so fucking good, and plus you can squirt the sauce right on them.
Three out of five kings, can't be wrong.
That's
true.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Yes,
I can. Okay, cool. Thanks for doing that. I'll give you a total here in a second. But any other honorable mentions that aren't in the area? Like, I used to love El Pollo Loco. There's none around here, but I used to love that place. Felt like it was fresh food, chicken, fucking bowls of greens and beans and stuff. It was good shit.
Oh, shit. I went to that in Florida.
It's good stuff.
And I had never heard of it. And everybody there spoke Spanish. The people that worked there spoke Spanish. The people that were eating there spoke Spanish.
It's called El Pollo Loco. It's a crazy chicken.
But I thought it was fucking good. I got like a bowl with like rice.
Did
and
you get
chicken.
The bowl? Yeah, that bowl's the
and
bomb.
They said like, look at this fucking gringo.
Really? I didn't know it was a, like a thing. I didn't know how many there were. Like, so it's surprising. Like, I didn't expect you to say the words that I was, you know. Sure. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we had right outside the South Gate in Camp Pendleton. And I go there whenever it was right next to the beach. So you go to the beach all day, get all hot and sweaty, play some volleyball, and on the way home, just grab one of those bowls. It'd be fucking, oh, so good. Anything else? I mean,
I like Culver's a lot.
Yeah, like, Culver's. Culver's, I didn't put on the list because it's really good.
It's really good, but it's so like I never leave there without spending a lot because it's like it's I want some fucking cheese curds, dude. I want some cheese curds because they taste fucking amazing. But then cheese curds are like $5, so I've already spent $20.
Yeah, Culver's really good.
Mm-hmm. That's the place where like if we're going to on a road trip up to the cabin or something. I'm like, Joy, we're probably gonna stop at Culver's.
There are
probably it's an always stop.
There are two things that will tell you how good Culver's is. One is they're the only place that by default won't put anything on your burger, which makes it fucking delicious. And they don't put they're like, oh, ketchup, mustard? No, you gotta ask for that shit. And number two, it's the one burger place within the area here that Amy will eat a cheeseburger. She does not eat much meat, but she'll eat that shit.
Yeah. And I mean, it's high in versatility, man. You get fucking pot roast there.
I know, right? You can get anything.
Eat, like pork. You can get like their, chicken.
Their
you
fish,
can get
their fish sandwich is really good.
Yeah,
the only they got chili for Ryan.
The only place to low is that price thing because they are fucking. Yep. I've never left there with like more than me in the car, not spend less than $20.
Yeah.
It's difficult calories wise as well, but their side salad and chunky blue cheese is quite good.
Jesus,
I do.
Dude, calories were not a fucking list category, dude.
I didn't put that as a list on purpose because this is food you're supposed to eat when you're not worrying about your calories. Although I will say, Taco Bell 700 calories.
Again, minus one for fries. The fries aren't the best.
Oh, I love their fries. Oh, you
really? I don't love them.
Oh, I love their fries. I think they're like the best fries of all the places we've listed so far for me.
Are you joking?
I'm not. I like them more than any of the other ones.
Wendy's is certainly better, and Arby's is definitely better.
I love Wendy's. Hey, do you remember when Wendy's used to have those like good fries, good for you fries for like a minute? And they're like, oh, nobody likes these. They taste like ass.
Right.
What were, I forget what they were called, but they were like, these are healthy, and I ate them. I was like, yep, they certainly are.
The ones that Wendy's has now are pretty good. But anyways, I was going to say plus two. I finished minus one for fries. Some controversy. Plus two for custard. Fucking custard's good.
Oh.
Never had it.
I always get
what?
Butterscotch concrete.
I don't eat much sugar these days, buddy. have it for like never. 5 years.
Whoa, Chris, this isn't about sugar intake. You gotta this like this is about deliciousness.
Yeah,
what you can the understand fuck? The deliciousness.
The sugar you get in any of these burgers is about the most that my body can take.
Oh man!
Yeah, I mean, there's some other ones. You know, every now and then I'll have a hankering for Jack in the Box, even though it's shitty quality, or Five Guys, that kind of stuff. I took those off because it almost seems like they're a separate category. Even yes, Culver's, I consider it kind of, not even fast food, kind of like quick food. But you know, because you go to Wendy's, you're gonna wait. Or not Wendy's, but you go to Culver's, you're going to wait.
Culver's, yeah, absolutely. Oh, the Culver's over here, man, fuck, you never get... There's always a line there, and you're always parking your car waiting with your number out your window, waiting.
Yep, yeah.
But, so anyways... every once in a while, the Hardee's, too. The Hardee's up in Anoka, if you happen to be up there.
Oh, I love fucking Hardee's.
Or the so Hardee's. Like, that used to be a thing, remember? Or it was Carl's like Jr. Adam's... yeah, Adam swings by. We go right to Osseo, pick Chris up, and we got... Ryan ain't going to be home until about 9 o'clock because he starts at 11 o'clock at night. In the afternoon, so
I would put,
drive up there.
I would put their burger. They have like a burger that's like
$5 burger.
Yeah, but the meat is like I forget what they call it, but it's actually higher quality meat. I put that close to Wendy's. Actually, their regular burger meat isn't that good, but they have like a bigger burger. I think it's the Ultimate Cheeseburger uses that type of burger. That's why it's so fucking expensive.
It's like the steak burger or something.
Yeah, but it's actually really good. So, anyways. And yeah, we're not mentioning anything else on the West Coast that we won't go there. There's some amazing places out there that we don't get to enjoy because we're here for some reason. All right, here you go. As voted, as decreed by the Five Kings, these are your top restaurants to go to for shitty food. Number one, rightfully so, is tied between Taco Bell and Wendy's.
Oh. Sounds right. That sounds right.
I love that you allowed a tie. I appreciate that. It makes me feel more comforted.
Yes. Burger King comes in number three, 21 points. Arby's right behind that. And then Panda and McDonald's. Panda Express and McDonald's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So that's... don't go to Panda Express. Don't go to McDonald's unless you need to get your kids some chicken nugget Happy Meals. They like that shit. And then just, eat some Wendy's and Taco Bell for the rest of your life. You'll be healthy and strong.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Yeah, right there.
Cool, cool. All right. That's my game. Thanks, guys. There you go, Tiffany. I hope you enjoyed our ranking.
She will. She will be like all about that ranking. She likes I, and then she will also says, come back with her own rankings and tell me them tomorrow.
That's right.
She'll say, I've come up with my own ranking.
I was going to float out there like, what do you prefer? Kohl's, Target, JCPenney's? I figured that was too close to home. So I...
But, yes. She also did, as of the other episode, when we wanted to make the Christmas buying extravaganza for picking a store, she put that in a phone as a to remind her in November to make us, to remind me, to remind all of us to go through with it.
I think a good idea would
be
to
October.
To find a game and exchange one... very expensive 6-player minimum game that we haven't done between us.
Sure, that sounds great. I'd happily do that. I'll do that right now. I don't need a fucking holiday for that.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I've got an idea as well. I think we should all buy each other delicious smelling soaps, and then we should wash each other in the at the gym. Chris
in
would
the
like that
sauna,
and then we all go to the sauna together, wear towels, and discuss feelings.
Hey, you don't even know. Like, I'm getting a little bit choked up right now. I mean, I'm gonna add this podcast to my.
We all work out, get all sweaty. We all wash each other with fine smelling soaps. We all go into the sauna with little towels on and discuss feelings. Oh, man. Sounds like a great day.
It does. I agree.
I can deal with that. After we go to Wendy's and Taco Bell.
That's afterwards. After, because you're going to be so hungry from exercising, talking about feelings, you're going to be physically drained, you'll be emotionally drained and spiritually drained. Yeah, so we want to fill ourselves up with the deliciousness. We'll have to make a Taco Bell / Wendy's run, because from what I hear, the fries are exquisite.
That's true.
We're doing good.
All right, What else? You guys got anything else to talk about tonight?
Go ahead.
So Magic the Gathering introduced a new format last week called Jumpstart. Really just to compete with the whole Keyforge thing.
Compete with what?
To compete with Keyforge.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't buy it. I don't buy this as a compete thing. I don't think Keyforge is that big.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I bought you guys decks for two Christmas ago, and we haven't even cracked them open. Yeah, so
I think what they said is somebody was like, "Oh, this is like Keyforge," and they may have had that idea because of Keyforge, but I don't think it's a direct competition. They just probably said, "That's a good idea. Let's do it."
I think it's all about collectability, really, because it's, you know, these 20 card thematic type boosters. That'll have reprints of past cards plus brand new cards that are just set for this jumpstart stuff.
I think he just said jizz set.
So anyway, I just thought, you know, that was kind of interesting.
Any new format's kind of cool. I took an exception with them saying they're trying to compete with Jumpstart or Keyforge. It honestly felt like somebody at Wizard said, that's a good idea. Let's do that. People will buy it. We'll put a smattered... I think there's only like 36 new cards in these sets. It's not much, but it's enough where collectors will be like, I need to get those. But what it's really good is you could just buy them and just play. You know, it's just kind of like easy to play games kind of a thing. So.
Wait, because is it a different game?
No, it's not a different game.
Oh, but why can't you just buy them and play?
They are themed sets. So basically, you're supposed to get that theme, and that theme is supposed to, you can combine themes. It's supposed to make it easier for you to make decks out of, kind of a thing. So
add your land, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, there's pirate themes.
Pretty much the same.
Dinosaur themes. You want to make a bigger deck? Make it pirate dinosaur themes, you know?
I see. So I'm looking at this picture, a 21 card booster pack. Is there a different thing that's like a full playable theme pack that you buy two, or do you just like buy two of the same theme and you can pretty much be sure you can?
You're supposed to be able to combine them, I believe. So you can buy two of the same, or you could combine them between two other ones, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it said at launch it's about 500 reprints and 37 new cards.
Yeah, that's where I stopped when they're like, there's like some new cards. Like, bullshit, there is. There's 36 and 500 reprints.
121 different 20 card decks, they said.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to be able to take the 20 card, add to your mana, and go.
Yeah, and those reprints will not be legal in any standard deck or other formats.
No.
Not the reprints, but the brand new cards. They're like, no, you can't use those anywhere else. Just go use those here. They're fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's okay. So that's cool, though, from like an alternative limited type thing. Like, let's say drafting is fun. It is fun. And even like sealed is fun. Sealed, though, takes a ton of decks. It's expensive. And it also, both of them require more, like a decent amount of skill. But if we were to like take some two booster packs and just said add some land, that could be more even, you know, and that you just kind of like play with what you got.
Are you talking about these new sets?
Yeah.
Because you can't do that with the regular booster packs, right? You won't get enough playables in your colors. Everybody have to play five color. And
right.
I think you're right. I think that's what this is designed for. It's a format that's easy to build a deck, and they're always going to be a little bit different, so it's kind of neat. And you know what? If we're like, hey, it's Friday night, I'm out at a store with my kids, and we don't have any decks, let's buy six packs and fucking throw some lands in and just play a few games or whatever. So.
Right.
I think it's a good idea. I do. I just.
I mean, I can see it for us, for example. Like, I think drafting's fun. I think sealed's fun. But, like I said, sealed, in order to get enough viable cards, you need to open a ton of packs.
Well,
and the draft requires a lot of skill, so people with more practice are going to crush. You know, so this could be an alternative, I guess.
Sure. I think that they're also, like, they're sealed. When you say sealed, it's a little weird, but. Like, I think what sells really well is their dual decks. Those are constructed sealed decks, and people can just buy it and be like, this is the sealed deck I have. And like when we were playing with Jackson, that's what he had. He had a couple sealed decks that he bought as a sealed deck. And so this is a different way of making a sealed deck but seemed a little bit different, because everybody's like, they're basically sealed decks, but they're different sealed decks, so you're never going to get the same as your friends. So, which I understand. I like I said, I think Keyforge did a cool thing with that, and I think Magic was like, we're going to steal that idea. And it makes sense. It really does, because it's a good idea.
Cool.
I've read that it is not coming to Magic Online, though, so we'll see.
Oh, no.
What's it called in Limited? Isn't it called Sealed and Limited when you have, like, six boosters and then you make a deck?
What?
The format where you get six boosters. Everybody gets six boosters. They open them up, and they make a deck, and then they fight.
Yeah. Sealed's, yes.
That is what... Okay, I haven't played it in a long time, so I was thinking maybe I said it wrong. But it also is like a sealed pack or whatever the fuck they call
it. Yeah, it's not dual... They're not the pre-constructed sealed decks. They're just sealed decks that you have to make. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't know why they call them sealed, actually. In retrospect, it's probably a bad name.
All right, anything else out there, boys?
Not really.
Not that I know of.
The Simpsons on Sunday is going to be a Marvel-heavy episode. Basically, Kevin Feige will be playing a Thanos-type character. So the basic plot episode is Bart sees a movie, you know, sees one of the big superhero movies beforehand, and basically now at school he has more power than everyone else, because and he becomes a supervillain, dubbed Spoiler Boy, because he knows all this stuff. And the Avengers Endgame guys, like the directors, play executives who try and stop him. And it looks pretty funny. Like the little clip of he play, you know, Kevin Feige plays Chinos. It's just Thanos with a bunch of chins.
Okay. That's a fun show. I haven't watched it in a long time, but it's a fun show.
Right. But other than that, I'm just waiting for Star Wars, man. I'm excited.
Okay. We'll call it there then. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, thanks for asking. If you're wondering about Star Wars, check out the Geeks Next Door at FTW. Let's see. We got a website. Did I fuck that up already?
Yeah.
Fucker is trying to find diamonds for too long, I tell you.
No, I'm not playing diamonds.
He's playing space.
Right. All right, so let's start. Take two.
Hey, Adam, don't worry. We'll cut this. We'll fix it in post. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
That was awesome. Good job. Like we're gonna like a well-oiled machine. Okay.
Smooth as butter.
So we're second out time for 7 days. Thanks everyone for joining us for these past 200 episodes. If you've been around, if you haven't, then where the fuck have you been? If for some reason something horrible happens and we lose 4/5 of the Kings on the way, we love you all. We appreciate you. Go on without us. Go in our names, and then don't go to Florida because it took all our lives. all right, night everybody. See you in a week.
All right, night.
See you. Or wait, that will be time when Adam says, "Joy, I must avenge them," and mounts up the FedEx truck filled with all of his gear and drives down to avenge our deaths and reclaim our bodies from those who have taken them.
Hey, Adam, thanks for doing that, man. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm going to go to bed pretty soon, because for the first time in a long time, I've wanted to say this. I got to get up before Adam.
Yeah, motherfucker, Adam, you just got smoked.